I love poetry. I love birds, and I love the magical spaces where birds and poetry intersect. One of my treasured friends, J. Drew Lanham, the Alumni Distinguished Professor of Wildlife Ecology, Forestry, and Environmental Conservation at Clemson University, lives in what he describes as the shadows of the Blue Ridge Escarpment of South Carolina. He's a great birder and a wonderful writer whose evocative poetry stirs my imagination and draws me into the warmth and magic of life in South Carolina the way Robert Frost's poems draw me into rural New England. Drew just put together a gorgeous book titled Sparrow Envy, published this month by Holocene Press. I'd have been delighted enough had he given me permission to read a few of his poems. Imagine my elation when he agreed to actually read them himself in his rich voice. I've been overwhelmed with writing assignments lately, which drew me to his wild wishes beyond widgets.
Real world means inside obligations to tend to. Widget making, deadlines pressing, bills always due. More and more, four walls feels like a trap, a cage with no escape. Not being out, not wandering somewhere wild, seems somehow sinful. There's something wonderful I'm not witnessing. Some bird or beast flies or creeps by as I stare into someone else's expectational chasm. It's an expanse I'm increasingly unwilling to span. A new sun warms in brilliant hues. The same tiring orb sinks into the abysmal blue. When that coming and going cycles absent my first-hand witness, I'm squandering time. If wildness is a wish, then I'm rubbing the lamp hard for a million more wandering moments.
I'm directionally impaired, but always thinking about where I want to be, both geographically and metaphorically.
Compassing. Limitless is a faraway place, way beyond the rock-strewn ridge named Possibility. It's over there, through a tangle-thick forest the old ones call maybe. It is a fortnight's trudge through what could be. And at least as far as a strong man can chunk a stone. Straight as the crow flies, a hard, tough row across the mind's breadth. A frog's hair from probable and head high from unreachable. You can't get there from here, but you can get here from there. Unfurl the map, aim the compass well, 'cause true north does lie. Dead reckon instead on reality. Find yourself there.
Anyone whose eyes are drawn skyward as migrating birds pass over can be drawn into a dream of swans.
I saw their pale feathered forms flying through the glow of a waxing bay moon. I could feel their wild hearts' murmurings. I longed, as they did, for other places far away, but closest to heart. I took flight in that swan dream. I took flight and sailed with kindred spirits over salt marsh and fallow field. The earth, landscape sprawled in space and flattened in time, passed beneath the folding and unfolding of my wings. I was of it all and yet not a part of any that was. I murmured too. I murmured a sweet and sad swan song, whispering in the way that wild wing things do of wanderings and wanting and wishing for the felt, but unseen. In my dream flight, my wings whooshed and my voice murmured, but my swan soul moaned. And the peeping frogs peeped from their ponds, and the tide rose and fell on the ocean swell because desire deemed it so. In that swan dream, as I flew across the waxing bay moon, my breast ached with strokes urgent rode against imagined sky, and yet when I woke, I found that I did not fly.
That was J. Drew Lanham reading from his wonderful book, Sparrow Envy, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.